As Pride Month wraps up, a group of LGBTQ Southern California teens wanted to make a high school prom just for themselves. From KCRW, Danielle Chiriguayo brings us there.
The dance floor is hot tonight in Santa Monica.
I'll be your galaxy. I'm about to fly.
The DJ is spinning Rain on Me by Lady Gaga, and the crowd goes wild. It's Saturday night, and we've arrived at one of the hottest parties for teens during this Pride Month.
You know, it's prom. It's prom. Exactly.
That's Morgan Lind, one of just dozens of queer youth and young adults here tonight. And in some ways, this queer prom is a lot like regular prom. Teens running, screaming into hugs, cuddling up together on couches, crowning royalty.
And our second prom queen is Lucy Valancourt.
And the outfits. Oh, the outfits. It's prom, so you had the usual tuxedos and suits, teal and pink dresses and gowns. But others took fashion to the next level.
We're going pretty trad goth today, like kind of 80s heavy on the makeup.
I got the black skinny jeans, a staple of the gay twink culture. Anyway.
And my knee-high Converse, which I absolutely adore. I wear those everywhere.
But at the core of tonight's queer prom isn't the flashy outfits or the catered Mexican food or the royal court. It's the feelings bubbling just beneath the surface.
Growing up, even before you come out as queer, you learn to enter a room and err on the side of caution.
Bo Ryan is a 14-year-old trans student, and they traveled some 40 miles just to come out here tonight for queer prom in Santa Monica.
I think that these types of events are good because it is a moment where you can let go of that caution. That fear that you keep with you, that can just go away for a little bit. Like, everybody around you, nobody is going to, like, I don't know, dehumanize you for your identity.
Santa Monica High School's Leo Patel actually went to his own school's prom earlier this month.
Like, it was just not my scene. It felt very uncomfortable, didn't feel comfortable dancing, didn't feel comfortable, like, really going all out. Like, I didn't wear makeup or anything. And I don't feel like I can be, like, completely my full self. And so it's just, like, here it's just like everybody kind of gets it and everybody's just doing what they want.
And he says spaces like queer prom are a way to let loose around the folks he knows will fully embrace him. For the California Report, I'm Danielle Chiriguayo in Los Angeles.